Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Call me at 9 o'clock in the morning to tell me that. On the morning that the Marine Doubt article comes out.
Guess I didn't know about Marine Doubt.
Well, you did before you started talking to me,
Allie. You would attack me, but you would be a bit more humble.
I did not attack you.
And it pissed me off.
I didn't attack you.
You said I'm going to use against you.
No, I said to
you,
Allie,
said
I don't want to give you information about this program because I'm afraid that you'll use it against me as not being enough.
I can't keep talking. We're going to go round and round.
I'm not arguing, Allie. I'm asking you.
Okay, I don't know. I think we should schedule a visit and we'll talk with a therapist. I'm not going to continue to argue, and I don't want to talk and make things worse.
Yeah.
What must be what? 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 What must be what?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the first family. Joe Biden running around the White House grounds, celebrating that he's wiped his ass for the first time in decades, bragging to the media that he just wiped his butt. And a new Hunter Biden video comes out of him smoking a crack pipe at 9 in the morning. Nothing like a good wake and bake with a nice fresh ball of crack. Right? Am I right, Hunter? That's the family that is running the country right now. And Hunter's art is really selling like hotcakes to secret buyers. You're not allowed to know who's buying it because, you know, it's just an art sale. There's no political influence being sold or talked about. No. It's just a legitimate art dealer. It's Hunter Biden. He's the greatest artist of all time. His art sells for more than a Picasso original. I mean, the guy's talented, man. Everybody knows that artists sometimes like to dabble and, you know, maybe a little crack cocaine. And so, yeah, Hunter Biden wakes up 9 in the morning, hotel room, smokes a big crack pipe. And Joe Biden runs around D.C. bragging to the media how his butt's been wiped. I can't even believe, like, we know this country is in a lot of trouble. We know this government is corrupt. We know this media is corrupt. But this is, we've reached Twilight Zone levels. I mean, I feel like I'm just in a comedy act at this point. It's almost to the point where you can't even take anything seriously and you just have to look at your life as a comedy. Because I don't know how else you can really even mentally survive this at this point. Joe Biden can't think, can't talk, can't walk, didn't have any rallies, didn't have a debate. And Hunter Biden is selling art for $500,000 to secret buyers and smoking crack cocaine and Parmesan cheese in his hotel room at 9 a.m. And the media is okay with it. And, I mean, just more evidence comes out that they totally stole the election from Trump. But, hey, the media likes Biden running around telling him how he wipes his ass. So they're down with that. That's cool, man.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality durable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. It's Monday, July 26th. The year is 2021. I'm Alex Jones in the field bringing you an emergency transmission on this live Monday broadcast. I'm about to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer and this critical live transmission. It's now out in the open. The social contract has been broken. Mega corporations masquerading behind science and the medical system are putting the United Nations in power of the world, in control of our speech, in control of our medicine, in control of what our medical professionals can say and do. And now, they've already relaunched the second lockdowns in England, the second lockdowns in Australia. They never ended the lockdowns in Canada and many other areas. And they are saying it's everyone's fault who didn't take their experimental shot is the reason everybody else now has to have their rights taken and given more shots. And that is, of course, just like they used to do in the military and still do with the blanket parties. Once that happens, you see an example of that in Full Metal Jacket. Once one of the cadets isn't hacking their weight, isn't doing their job, the others then come in and attack them. And that's been their plan all along, is a Maoist-style takeover where they enrage the general public against a minority group to set the precedent to go after that minority group. And once they do that with vigilante justice, like we've seen with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, then they can terrorize the general population into submission, and the government itself can sit back and claim it's not part of it. So it's big government, the United Nations, major corporations working through mobs who are given full free speech rights and who are boosted on every platform to bully and threaten and lie about and attack everyone that tells the truth. Just like you saw millions of people watch the Tucker Carlson video where the guy in front of his daughter says you're the worst person in the world, and he's basically pushing into him, and Tucker pushes back. The left's all over the web saying, you should have attacked Tucker Carlson. You should have beat him up. You should have done more. He's killing people by simply saying we have medical rights to our own bodies to not be forced to take some experimental shot, especially when everything we've been told about the shot has been a lie. So either the Nuremberg Code is good and what the Nazis did was bad, or the Nazis were good now and the Nuremberg Code was bad. And so I was watching the Sunday show last night, and Owen Schroyer, he made a really good point. I want him to repeat that right now to the full main audience, because the weekday show is about twice as big. not putting on the Sunday show, it's very important as well. Every listener's key. But Owen really laid out very well how they're going to launch the next lockdown, how they're already preparing all the mouthpieces, all the controlled doctors groups, all the mayors, all the legislators. And then they're all over CNN, MSNBC, everywhere, saying in unison, if you don't take the shot, you're a murderer. And now there's a new video game that I'm going to shoot a report on later that is put out by Microsoft. We're going to write a story about this for Infowars.com, where the communist Chinese military, working with the U.S. military, goes around first in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and then in the U.S., the different levels, killing people, peaceful protesters, who don't quarantine and don't stay in their houses and don't take inoculations. So this is now actually happening, of course, put out by Bill Gates and Microsoft. So they're hyping up this incredible aggression towards us. We have to get out ahead of this. We have to start every week having demonstrations out front of these empty hospitals where they claim that they are totally full again. Remember that? Oh, the hospitals are totally full. Oh, my God, you can't go see your grandmother when she's in the hospital, your grandfather. Oh, you can't go to the nursing home. Oh, you can't come to the hospital if you've had a heart attack. You've got to stay at home and die. Or if you have pneumonia, you've got to stay and die, which then they would die and they'd say it was a COVID death by not giving them medical care. They're going to send old people to nursing homes again that have COVID. They're going to kill old people again. They're going to do everything they did before yet again. Joe Biden just killed the Justice Department investigation into Whitmer and into Cuomo and said, go ahead and just send sick people back to the nursing homes again, but don't let their families go see them. This is all about testing to see how many of us they can kill and how much of it they can get away with. The good news is people are really awake and they're really engaged. We're seeing record traffic to Band.Video and FreeWorldNews.TV. We're seeing just regular reports we put out now getting 1 million, 2 million views, and that's good. The reports where medical doctors and mainline studies are showing a 60-plus percent chance of blood clots if you take any of these vaccines, the virus vector or the mRNA, the Johnson & Johnson, the AstraZeneca, the Moderna, the Pfizer, it's coming out. And all these scientists are saying the globalists have broken the social contract. They are waging war against us. This is a takeover for a global medical ID, the backbone of a global cashless society ID that Klaus Schwab's talked about, for a global carbon tax where you're not going to be able to leave your house unless your phone says you're authorized to do so under the new carbon regime. This is all official. They're using the fear of a virus to get it in place. They're using a fear of a virus to train a large part of the public that they've lost their rights, not because of a hoax, not because of a fraud, not because of a power grab, and that they're sick, not from the poison vaccines they took, but from the people that didn't take more vaccines. And so, quote, we incubated viruses and got them sick, even though that's not the real science. The Nobel Prize winners and others have said it's people taking these dangerous shots that are causing that. So this is war. They're coming for all of us, and we've got to start demonstrating and protesting and getting out front and aggressive now before the next lockdowns launch. We have not done this justice. This morning, I was looking at photos out of Germany, out of England, out of France, out of Italy, of millions of people filling huge squares in every other side road. So we've got to do reports on that and also show that information. And here in the United States, we've got to get out of way ahead of this, because we're only a few weeks to a month maximum away from them declaring the new lockdowns. They're already doing it incrementally at corporations and at blue cities and blue state areas. But this is also, again, economic war, shutting down all the small businesses, making the third world starve to death. Then the UN organizes them and brings them in to invade. This is the New World Order takeover plan. It's not a frontal assault. It's posing as a medical system here to save us. And if you ask questions, you're going to get people killed. That's ridiculous. Science is about asking questions, and it's about engaging these criminals with the truth. So arrest Fauci, arrest Gates. They now admit the PCR test was 100% fraud. We told you that over a year ago. Their whole house of cards is coming down, so they're tripling down. They're either going to totally win and take over, or they're going to totally get defeated. But we need to talk about arresting them and them going to prison and the crimes of Big Pharma finally being prosecuted. They think they've got a blank check. Biden stumbling around, walking up to press cameras saying, I got my ass wiped today. I'm the groom of the stool. He's out of his mind, but he's indicative and emblematic of what we've become and what's happening. So again, share the live link. Owen's going to break it down right now. Pray for a great awakening, but don't just count on that. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. As the Bedouins say, go out and demonstrate now. You can be one person with a sign saying, arrest Bill Gates, no four shots. You can be 1,000. Doesn't matter. Courage is contagious. So please, share the live link, share the archive, share all the incredible emergency reports that are at Band.Video, like the one we aired last night on the Sunday show with Owen. And that is, studies and scientists have found the evidence that 62% of people that take these shots are getting blood clots, deadly blood clots. All right, back to Owen Schroyer and the live broadcast. It's time to go on the offense, ladies and gentlemen, because the globalists are coming for all of us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into the details of the news that Alex was just talking about and the next agenda, or it's really the old agenda, but they didn't get arrested, they didn't get stopped, so they're just going to roll it out again, bring in more tyranny. They want to get the forced vaccination, so I'm going to explain how that's coming. Before we go to this break, though, and come back and get into this news, you know we're censored everywhere, but thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we've built the platforms. We've built the studios, and we're still here kicking ass every day. And I got to say, the InfoWars coffee is just hitting right this morning. I don't know what it is about it, but boy, oh boy, it is just hitting right this morning, and it's got me feeling good. So if you're a coffee drinker and you have not tried the Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee from InfoWarsStore.com, what are you waiting for? It is my favorite coffee. It's the favorite coffee of the crew. And we've got the new Save the Frogs mug, limited available at InfoWarsStore.com as well.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Still here, and that we can still fight for our freedoms and have the potential to live free into the future and prosper. And it's a true miracle that despite the criminal global government's attempts to shut this operation down, we are still on air here on this Monday, July 26th, to bring you the news. And quite frankly, I've got so much to cover. And so much incoming, and I'm going to get into some of it on the War Room. I'm going to get into some of it today on the Jones Show. I want to take calls, and there's so much incoming. Harrison breaking news that I'm not even going to cover, so we're covering all the fronts today. But if you take a look at my desk today, if you're a normal follower of InfoWars or the War Room or myself, you know that usually when I get in to start a broadcast, my desk is very neat, very tidy. There's a rhyme. There's a reason to what I'm going to do. And today my desk is just totally scatterbrained. And I got a ton of news stories and everything, but it's just totally scatterbrained because it's just reached this point where nothing is logical, nothing makes sense, nothing adds up unless you understand the bigger picture of how there's a agenda afoot, how there is a mission afoot right now for world domination, conquering the world with medical tyranny. And COVID-19 was a Trojan horse to bring that in. Now, there's multiple Trojan horses bringing it in. The two big Trojan horses that are opening the gates for the world government are COVID-19 with the medical tyranny, and then the left movement, which is the gay stuff, the racial stuff, all that stuff. That's to defeat the culture of nation states, to bring in global government in the form of communism, saying, oh, we're fighting racism, or, oh, we're fighting hatred, or we're fighting this, or we just want to be open and loving to everybody. That's the cultural conquering of the world. And the globalist image is really no identity, no individuality. So then when you're told that you can't own anything and you have to live in a pod and you have to eat bugs, well, you don't look at yourself as an individual. You look at yourself as a parasite, part of a larger parasitic organization known as humanity. And so it's good that you've now been imprisoned. Plus, you're afraid of COVID killing you, so you kind of even welcome it. What is the safest place you can be? A prison cell. And so that's what the globalists are trying to sell you. But as Alex requested, let me explain what I covered yesterday. Now, why is, say, a fish so good at swimming? Because it lives in the water. Why is InfoWars so good at covering news? Because we live in the news cycle. We live in the past. We live in the present. We live in the future. So just like a fish is an expert at swimming because it lives in the water, InfoWars are the experts when it comes to full spectrum news coverage with the historical context and the advanced foresight, because that's what we live. And so as I'm sitting at home trying to get some rest Friday night and Saturday, and I've got, you've seen movies where people have like their, you're sitting at a desk and they got all the monitors monitoring everything happening in a war or what have you, or in a city. And so that's basically what I do at home. And so while I'm sitting there, and normally I'll have four newscasts up or three newscasts and then my computer screen researching. But this weekend I had a screen on the Olympics kind of monitoring that, and then the rest of the news going on. And I noticed a trend. And I also noticed the same trend on social media with some doctors coming out and saying the same thing. I covered it last week, how Mayor Adler put out a graph which, by the way, when they were asked to produce the information or data or anything that, that led to this graph that Mayor Adler and Austin put out, they refused to comply. They said, we're not going to show you how we got this information. You just have to believe it. And so, again, I covered it yesterday, but let me just explain this again, because the Monday audience is bigger than the Sunday night audience. Mayor Adler in Austin put out a graph saying that by the end of July, every person in Austin, Texas is going to be in an ICU. There's the graph right there. That's not a joke. Unless every person in Austin wears a mask and gets vaccinated, Mayor Adler says every person in the city of Austin is going to be in an ICU bed by the end of July. Of course, that's ludicrous. That's insane. Nobody would take that seriously. And nobody is. He tried to reinstate the mask mandate, and I would say the city of Austin went from 1% of people wearing masks to maybe 2%. Nobody's going to enforce it. Nobody listens to that little man anymore. Nobody listens to that pipsqueak piece of trash Adler anymore. He's a little punk. But he wanted to do the mask mandate, so he tried to run the fear porn, and it didn't work. But that doesn't mean they're going to stop. And it's not even about Mayor Adler. He's just a willing stooge of the New World Order. Hell, maybe even a Chi-Com agent. It barely even went covered that Steve Adler was in China in December of 2019, right before the pandemic started. Isn't that convenient for Steve? But so here's what I noticed, monitoring the news and everything. The same narrative on local news, on national news, just random doctors that magically have a verification on social media, all saying the same thing. The hospitals are overwhelmed. If we don't all get vaccinated and wear masks, the hospitals will be so overwhelmed. It'll be a disaster. People are waiting for days. They can't get in. It's a catastrophe. Look out. And if you recall, if you have a memory, I guess most Americans don't, because of the chemicals in the food and water and the and the psychological attack via the television, I guess maybe they have the memory of a goldfish, so they forgot that they did the exact same thing last year to justify their lockdowns, justify their masks, justify everything. They said the hospitals were overwhelmed. So for weeks here at InfoWars, we debunked that. And it wasn't just InfoWars. Other people were going out, going to their hospitals, going inside, filming, total ghost towns. I went to three different hospitals in Austin as the mayor here was fear-mongering, saying the hospitals are overwhelmed. There's no room. That we don't know what to do. I went to the three hospitals they claimed were overwhelmed, all ghost towns. You could hear a pin drop. Nobody was in them. They sent the naval ships to the East Coast, to the West Coast to take COVID patients. Not a single COVID patient went on board. So I have a memory. And I said, wait a second, this is what they did last year. You're not going to run this on me again. It's like, again, to make a sports analogy, if you're playing a football game and you see the team line up in a certain formation, and you know when they're in that formation, that means they're going to run this play. So you say, hey, look, they're in the formation. They're going to run that play. Let's prepare for it. So last night I opened up the phone lines to get out ahead of this, and I said, let's hear from healthcare workers. Are the hospitals overwhelmed? And they said, no, hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID. They said, some people called in and said, our hospitals are overwhelmed with vaccine side effects, but no, we're not getting COVID cases. So again, so they're lying about the hospitals being overwhelmed. And what is going to be the end game? They're going to tell you the hospitals are overwhelmed. They're going to tell you because it's because you're not wearing a mask. You're not getting vaccinated. Then they're going to get FDA approval. Then they're going to mandate the vaccine. And this is most likely all going to happen in the next month or two. And this is how they plan on mandating the vaccine. It's all totally illegal. It's all based off lies. And so we have to get out ahead of this narrative.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. Civil wars will continue to set up as they fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Try to conclude this subject of discussion here in this segment, and we'll get into the breaking news right now, which is, I mean, this should be devastating to the entire COVID fake pandemic that the PCR tests failed. And so now in Europe and in the U.S., the main health organizations run by the government have both said that we're abandoning the PCR test because it was mostly false positives. And it couldn't even differentiate between the flu and COVID. So, oh, and it just adds to the frustration because every news story I have on my desk today is a InfoWars told you a year ago. But I don't want to get hung up on that right now because I need to finish explaining what's about to happen and why last night I took calls from healthcare workers to try to get ahead of this narrative that I'm assuming they're really going to start pushing. Maybe the beginning of August. It probably depends on when or if they think they're going to get FDA approval of one of these COVID vaccines. But who knows? I mean, maybe for the first time in decades, the FDA actually wants to do the right thing and protect the American people. So maybe they won't approve it. But I'm not going to hold hopes up for that. But again, if you wind back the clocks, and I've asked the crew to find this video, it's like finding a needle in a haystack with all the content we put out. But they're great, so they may be able to find it. How last year, for a couple weeks, but we had full compilations, it was a viral trend on social media, hashtag film your hospital. Because they kind of had everybody in limbo and kind of curious about what was going on for a couple weeks with COVID, and they shut everything down, and they said 2 weeks to slow the spread, and you know, we knew it came out of a Chinese military bioweapons lab, and so we were even kind of like, well, okay, this could be bad, and we had people saying it's going to be really bad. We had other people saying, no, there's nothing to worry about, and we had the debates, and now we know, okay, well, yeah, there was a virus going around, and it was deadly for people that had multiple comorbidities, and it was deadly for people that were obese, and it was deadly for old people, but still 99.99% survivable, and most people that, I guess, quote-unquote, get it didn't even have a single symptom. So then, okay, well, now we know that, and we go on, but the response from the media, the response from the politicians was, well, the hospitals are overwhelmed. You got to take this seriously. And that became the talking point. Hospitals are overwhelmed. No ICU beds. Hospitals overwhelmed. No ICU beds. And so then it became a twofold thing where the only videos you ever saw coming out of hospitals were nurses dancing. So for the average person out there that just has any curiosity and isn't a total brainwashed stooge, they'd see this and they'd say, wait a second. You said the hospitals are overwhelmed, but all I see, the only videos I see coming out of hospitals are nurses dancing, doing choreographed dance routines, which probably take days to train for and film, and they were somehow able to do that while being so overwhelmed, wasting all the PPE gear that they said they were short on. So this is incredible, man. This crew, I'll tell you, just tip of the hat to this crew, man. Just the most elite crew in the business. Found it before the end of the segment. I said, guys, go dig through our thousands and thousands and thousands of videos and see if you can find the Film Your Hospital compilation. So then people said, okay, wait, you're telling me the hospitals are overwhelmed, and you're telling me because of that I have to wear a mask and I have to shut down my business and I have to go broke and I have to torture myself, but the only videos I see coming out of hospitals are nurses and doctors dancing and having fun and laughing at us. So then came the hashtag film your hospital. And for multiple weeks, we took calls and we did viral video pushes. And we said, and I went out and I filmed three hospitals in Austin, every single one a ghost town. You could hear a pin drop. That was pretty much the case. There was not a single video of an overwhelmed hospital. Not one. Not a single video. And so now they're running the exact same plan. And you notice how right after the Department of Justice dropped the investigation into Governor Murphy, Governor Whitmer, Governor DeWine, Governor Cuomo for sending COVID into the nursing homes, killing tens of thousands of elderly people. They dropped that investigation, and then immediately following that, began the false narrative of hospitals being overwhelmed. So they could send COVID back into the nursing home, and they could force you to wear a mask, force you to shut down. And then ultimately, as soon as they get that FDA approval of the vaccine, that's when they're going to mandate the vaccine. So it's all going to be used to justify the vaccine mandate, which I'll get into the news on. Got more news about the vaccine. Yeah, it's basically causing everybody that gets it to have a blood clot, but you know, whatever. And a little blood clot's probably good for you. If you're Anthony Fauci, you know, I guess he wants to murder you. But you'd have to ask him about that. So, again, I see them running the exact same play. Here they are in the media saying the hospitals are overwhelmed. Here they are, again, health experts telling you to wear a mask. And now, of course, they have the added element of the vaccine. And they feel that they are just a couple weeks away from getting the FDA approval, which means they're going to mandate the vaccine for all Americans. They don't care religious exemption. They don't care if you have an autoimmune disorder. They don't care. They don't give a damn. These psychotic tyrants are going to come with a needle for your arm that, well, okay, it's killing. Say it's killing 0.01% of people that take it. Okay, fine. It's we have the data. It's killing immediately within a month after. It's killing 0.1% of people that take it. That's not even the long-term effects. Who knows what's happening long-term? We haven't even been a year into this. But we know that it's killing 0.01% of people that take it. So when you force that mandate, when you force that vaccine, you're attempting murder. Oh, but the hospitals are overwhelmed. We have to. We don't have a choice. So this is their agenda. Again, they're running the exact same play that they ran last year. Tell everyone the hospitals are overwhelmed. Make everybody wear masks. Now they just have the added element of mandating the vaccines on the back end of it. And so without a doubt, that's what they're going to do. And again, I wanted to get ahead of this last night, so I took the calls from the healthcare workers, and they said, nope, none of our hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID. In fact, some people called in that worked in the hospital. They said, actually, we've completely shut down our COVID wing. We haven't had a COVID patient in weeks. So why would the media lie? Well, I don't know. They did it last year and got away with it. They murdered a bunch of people in nursing homes and got away with it. So what's stopping them? Nobody was arrested. Nobody was charged. So hell yeah, just run the same play. It worked. They scored a touchdown with it. They got the tens of thousands dead. They got the medical tyranny. They got the shutdowns. They got you to wear a muzzle. So that's a success. That's a touchdown. Run it again. And so that is where we are at right now in this global operation for global dominance, one world government, medical tyranny. Now, I'm going to move on and get to some of the latest breaking news when we come back. But just understand, I mean, do we have to do another hashtag film your hospital phenomenon to show that they're lying about the hospitals being overwhelmed? But see, the difference is, even though there was some curiosity and maybe even some legitimate fear last year of not really knowing what's going on, now we've been in this for over a year. Now most Americans see through this. Now most healthcare professionals see through this. And so they're not going to be able to run it with the exact same effectiveness as they did last year. But it's not going to matter if they get the forced vaccine. Because that's what this is all about. So understand, when you start seeing your local TV stations and your local news and all these doctors, everybody coming out telling you the hospitals are overwhelmed, it's a lie. It's the same propaganda they ran last year. Don't believe them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is not going to be a subject of discussion today, but I want to at least put it out there. And you know, there's really no other way to say this. So I apologize already, and crew, have your finger on the dump switch, but I just got to say it. This Biden administration is so disingenuous, reeks to the ceiling and to the heavens. Because, again, I'm just going to mention this, and I'm going to back off and get back to the big news, but without a doubt, they're planning a major cyber attack or a false flag cyber attack. It is as sure as I'm sitting at this desk, and they'll probably launch it next year, right? Maybe before the midterms. And so how do you have your cake and eat it too with this? Well, you know, they want to blame Russia, but they don't really want to blame Russia because they don't want to have a war with Russia or turn Russia into a stronger ally of China or Iran, which is, they know, is what would happen. So you have Anthony Blinken coming out saying, well, we're seeing massive cyber attacks coming out of Russia, but we don't believe it's the Russian government. Oh, I see. How perfect. You get to blame Russia without actually blaming Russia. What a disingenuous scumbag. And that's the Biden administration in a nutshell right there. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to blame Russia, but they're not going to blame Russia. They're going to say, well, it's coming out of Russia, but we don't believe it's actually Russia. They can have their cake and eat it too. Honestly, there is not a member of this Biden administration that has an ounce of credibility or integrity. They're all disingenuous criminal scum. All of them. And everybody should be panicked that this is the most corrupt administration in the history of this country, and it's not even close. They're so bold that they just brag about how Hunter Biden is now the most top-selling artist on earth, went from crackhead smoking Parmesan cheese to the number one selling artist of all time, painting self for more than Pablo Picasso? Can you believe that? And they just say, yeah, we're keeping the buyer's identity secret. Yeah, that's what we do. We're criminals. What do you think we're doing? It's unbelievable, man. But let me digress off of that, because this is the big story for the day. We've got the headline at InfoWarsStore.com. Deadly blood clots develop in 62% of people receiving COVID-19. And we've also linked the documents in here. Once again, Fauci knew about all this. The fact Fauci is still not in jail is really concerning. Documents prove Fauci knew in 2012 that vaccines targeting the spike protein were a slow death sentence. That's right. They've been working on these vaccines for decades, and they kill every animal they tested on. That's why they couldn't actually roll it out with FDA approval. They had to roll it out as emergency use so that when they started killing people, they could have that as a safety net. And again, that story with the documents is at InfoWarsStore.com. And you see these type of stories every day where, sad but true, slaves of the New World Order, brainwashed minions of the New World Order, celebrate their vaccines, brag about it to their friends and family on the internet, and then they come back and have serious illness in the family. Here's an example. All my babies have been double vaxxed. We are officially a double vaxxed household. Hallelujah. That was on July 21st from this lady. And then on the 24th, 3 days later, my son got his second dose of the vaccine Wednesday, and yesterday became the first case of myocarditis as a side effect in the Niagara region. It's been an exhausting couple of days, and still not sure when he'll get to come home. Thank God for the great kids and bestest friends. Congratulations, you just may have murdered your son. I guess you wish you did it in the womb, so hey, might as well just come back and do it with the vaccine. You regret having that kid. We're going to have a post-birth abortion. It's called a COVID vaccine. And, you know, I can't believe nobody really pointed this out, even though it was right in front of our face the whole time. But here's Thomas Massey. Once again, this guy is just, Thomas Massey is incredible. One of the good ones in Congress. If you're surprised that they're now saying you might need boosters, tell me what you thought the space to record the third and fourth doses was for. And of course, right there on the COVID vaccine card that the CDC put out, they even have it. First dose, second dose, and then other and other. What do you think that other is? Well, maybe it's for your death certificate, but there it is. So, of course, they were going to have boosters. Of course, it was never going to be ending. And I love how they even say, I mean, they put the lot number on there because it's all a big test, and they want to see what lot number messed up the most people. So they probably have multiple different vaccines that they're running, multiple different lots to see which ones are effective, which ones aren't. Which ones kill which people, which ones don't. It's all a gigantic experiment. And the FDA's silence on this for the last year, but more importantly, the last 7 months, the FDA's silence on this is really interesting, isn't it? It's really interesting to me. So are they planning on approve it? Has it already been in the works? Or maybe for the first time in decades, the FDA actually wants to do its job and protect the American people from harmful drugs. Only time will tell, but you know, as soon as they get that FDA approval, they're going to force you to take that vaccine. And it doesn't matter that the odds are you'll survive COVID if you even catch it. It doesn't matter that the odds are you're going to have a severe side effect if you take the COVID vaccine. This is all about global tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, let me just say this. Because, again, I've got the news here. The vaccines are killing people. We told you that. I've got the news here. The PCR tests were bullcrap. We told you that. I've got news here. More people were dying from suicide and heart disease and cancer and stroke than COVID. We already told you that. We told you the forced vaccines were coming. We told you Anthony Fauci was a lying criminal. We told you about the left plan to murder everybody. Now we've got them on stage 8 of the 10 stages of genocide. We told you they stole the elections from Trump. Now new scientific studies are coming out of Michigan and Pennsylvania showing that, yeah, Trump won actually by a significant margin and Biden had millions of illegal votes. We told you that they were going to start making lists just like the Nazis did for Jews using social media to do it. Now Facebook and Twitter and the rest have announced that. I'll get into that news later. We told you that it came out of a Wuhan lab, and now that it's pretty much well-known knowledge that it came out of a lab, you have Chinese state-run news trying to cover it up. I'll get into that. But see, we've almost reached a point, ladies and gentlemen, where it's kind of like the Lord of the Rings analogy, where InfoWars has taken the ball so far down the field, and we're so ragged and torn apart and just bleeding out and just basically falling apart. And it's just like InfoWars can really only take the ball so far. And I think that I really think that we've almost reached that critical mass. I'm not really sure how much farther InfoWars can take this ball. You're going to have you're going to start having to have people in law enforcement, people in Congress, governors, mayors. They're going to have to pick up this ball and take it across the finish line. And we know what that means. There needs to be investigations into Fauci. He should be arrested. There needs to be investigations into Gates. There needs to be investigations into everybody involved in that Wuhan lab. There needs to be investigation into the people that sent the COVID into the nursing homes. I mean, that's what needs to happen. But you notice how they shut all that down. But see, InfoWars can't carry the ball there. We can't make it there. So, and look, there's great people out there. Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, but as great as they are, they're still way, way behind us on the field. And they're carrying the ball, and they may get to the point of where InfoWars is at with that ball, but someone is going to have to pick that ball up. Someone is going to have to take the ring and throw it into the lava pit. So is it like in the Lord of the Rings where Frodo basically can't even walk, he's just like dead, and I forget the other guy's name, basically has to carry him for miles up the mountain? Because that's what it's starting to feel like. So, I mean, InfoWars can sit up here and tell you everything that's happening, tell you where it's going, and we can just do it till our eyes bleed. But someone's going to have to put this information on their back that actually has the power of law enforcement and the power of prosecution and indictment and subpoenas and everything, and get these criminals and throw them into the lava pit so we never have to deal with this ever again.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one.